Welcome to Craigcast, Moffat County's news and information source. I'm Noelle Levitt Riley. Here's your local weather report. Wet weather is in store for Craig this weekend, yet that translates into rain more than snow. That means it's going to be muddy. Temperatures will remain in the 40s. Snow could hit in the evening when temperatures dip a bit. And here's your local news.
This is Erin Fenner with your latest Moffat County news. Advocates Crisis Support Services, an organization that provides support and counseling to victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, hosted information tables for teens at the schools this week. The nonprofit had $800 worth of donations from the community to offer prizes to the students for participating. Students filled out quizzes and picked up pamphlets to learn about the different forms of abuse and the services they can seek out if they need help. And in crime news, Craig Police Department fired one of its officers, Eric Montes. Montes was arrested in Grand Junction on February 16th for disorderly conduct and obstructing government operations. Craig Police followed up with an investigation to see if any of their policies had been infringed upon. They determined that Montes had been dishonest about his profession, and that dishonesty brought into question his credibility. Montes has 5 days to appeal the firing. This is Craig Cass with Erin Fenner.
And here's your sports news.
Hey, sports fans, I'm Nate Wagensbeck here with your Moffat County High School sports update. With winter sports teams, we're down to just the two basketball teams. Both will play later today in the district semifinals. Both teams are taking on Grand Valley, but under different circumstances. The girls' team has come on lately, playing two of its best games in a row to make the semis. To make the finals, the team has to beat number one seed Grand Valley, which lost just two league games this year. One of those, however, was to the Bulldogs just last weekend in Craig. The boys had a rough final week of the regular season, losing twice, including to Grand Valley on Saturday. It was a bad way to finish the year for Moffat County, but could have given the team the jolt it needed. The Bulldogs played a dominant game in their district quarterfinal, beating Cedar Edge by 48 points. When they play like that, they're tough to beat. Both teams could host regional games next weekend by winning the district tournament Saturday. If they can get through Grand Valley, the girls would likely play Olathe, and the boys would probably see Aspen. While the winter sports season is wrapping up, spring sports are just getting underway. Baseball, girls' golf, girls' soccer, boys' swimming, and track and field had their first week of practice. The first games, or meets, for each of those seasons will be March 8th. That's it for now. Thanks for tuning in to Craigcast, and go Bulldogs!